Well, again, good morning and welcome to worship. I will let you know at the outset that I am under the weather still. I will not be shaking hands today. I don't want to share what I have had, and I won't be distributing communion today. But other than that, I'll do my best to stay upright and to share with you this morning. A couple of announcements before we begin with our worship today. During this season of Lent, we gather midweek on Wednesdays. It all starts at 6:30 over in the fellowship hall with a dinner. The teaching material we are using this year is called Making Sense of Martin Luther. So I invite you to join us for that. If you would like to be part of providing food for that event, in the entryway of the church, you can sign up to bring something. So it would be good to have you there this coming Wednesday at 6:30. Saturday night, you have two choices if you want to get out and about to enjoy some music. Just down the street at Prince of Peace Church at 7 o'clock is the Choral Cosmo Concert. Yoshio Honda, a member of our church, is participating in that event. We'll be singing. That's at 7 o'clock down the street. Or if you like more of this type of music, at 7 o'clock, Mikey Day will be playing at 88 Keys down in Morgan Hill. Again, starting at 7. If you want to come early and have a meal down there, they serve good food. So you're all welcome. We welcome into our midst this morning Michael Finney from the Gideon's International Organization. Mike will share with us after the prayer of the day this morning. Also, I invite you to stop by a table that he has set up in the courtyard of the church following our service today. If you'd like to make a donation toward the Gideon's, there are a couple ways you can do that. You can make a check out to Gideon's International and hand it to Mike today. You can make a check out to Emmanuel Lutheran Church and put Gideon's in the memo portion of the check. We'll also ensure that that gets there. If you are unprepared to do either of those today, you can write a check next week, or he has a flyer that he will give you that you can send your check to. Lillian Jacobson became a member of our congregation back in 2013. Lillian Jacobson died last Tuesday at the age of 88. Lillian is the mother of Sharon Lamond, also a member of our congregation. We'll remember Lillian's family in our prayers this morning. Today is the birthday of Josh Groeneveld. Happy birthday to Josh. And I would like to encourage all of you. You will receive a communique midweek about this as well, but we have decided that in this year, 2018, one initiative that we're going to have, sort of a church-wide initiative, is the first Sunday of each month, calling this Focus on the First. First Sunday of each month, we want to make a special gathering. So your job or your invitation is to invite others here next Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. We will try to make this a special gathering, and of course, the more people we have, the more special it will be. People matter to God, so please consider inviting one or two or three with you next week. Seeing if I've forgotten anything to share with you. One last tidbit of truth, a bit of trivia. Years ago, right about this date, John Quincy Adams, who was at that time a representative, later to be a president, wrote in his diary about the overly crowded conditions of the church that meets inside the Capitol building in Washington. Isn't that a nice problem to have? Yeah. So, welcome to worship today. I invite you to stand as we begin with our call to worship from Psalm 113. The psalmist says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised." Almighty God, we gather together as people created and claimed by you to offer our words of praise before you this day. We pray, O Lord, that our worship would be pleasing in your sight, that it would be heartfelt, and that we would be equipped as we leave this place to bear your message to your people. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let's join together in our opening song.
Surely children were made for the streets, and fathers were not made to lead. Surely this isn't how it should be. Let your kingdom come. Surely nations were not made for war, for the broken men to be ignored. Surely this just can't be what you saw. Let your kingdom come here in my heart, and I will live to carry your compassion, to love a world that's broken, to be your hands and feet. And I will give with the life that I've been given, go beyond religion, to see the world be changed by the power of
children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning, kids.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I hope you're doing better than I am. I have a question for you. Does anyone here have any special talents? Any special talents, something that you can do that not many people can do? You discovered any special talent? Like, can you roll your tongue like this? Can you do that? You know, you can actually either do that or you can't do that. You can't learn that. That's a genetic thing. Can you wiggle your ears? No? Yeah? Mateo's trying. Make funny faces or do impressions. What about a skin flap pop? Can you do that?
What's that?
It's one of these. Can you do that? Are you impressed? Yeah, Okay. Besides that, there's something else that when I was your age, I could do pretty well, but I'm not going to do it for you today. But one thing that I could do pretty well back when I was younger is I could walk on my knees. I think Rodney can do this too. I think something in my mind is a long-time memory of Rodney walking on his knees. I don't know why, but you know what I'm talking about, walking on your knees? Can anybody do that? Huh? You don't even know what I'm talking about? You know, like if you get down and you hold your feet, you can walk on your knees? So I could do that when I was your age. I could walk all the way across the room, balance, turn around, and walk all the way back. Yeah, walking on my knees. Just a weird thing I could do. Well, why do I share that with you today? I share that with you today because Jesus teaches us today what we might call spiritual knee walking. Spiritual knee walking. Well, sometimes when we pray, we get down on our knees. Or you've seen pictures of people praying that way, right? They get down on their knees. They're humble, and they're in a position of a servant. Okay, they're in a position of a servant. And in fact, Jesus will show us what spiritual knee walking is all about when Jesus gets down on his knees and he washes the feet of his disciples. Jesus teaches us how to care and to serve each other. He is our leader in that when we follow in his steps, we follow his actions as well. So let's have a prayer together, and I'll let you go. Dear Lord, show me your way. Help me to do whatever you say. Help me learn how to ask, how can I help? Amen. Okay, thank you, kids, for coming up. I didn't want to put myself in the hospital and walk on my knees across the floor there. I invite you to stand as we continue with the prayer of confession and word of forgiveness. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Peter speaks out regarding Jesus. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Hearing this word of promise, let us examine our hearts before God. And now together, let us confess our sins. Most holy God, you are eternally Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have called us to be a holy people, a people set apart to accomplish your will. We confess before you today that we have fallen short of your call to be your faithful servants. We pray that you would open our eyes to our sin and to your precious grace. Give us strength, O Lord, to forsake our sins and to follow in your ways for Jesus' sake. Amen. Dear people of God, holy and beloved, hear the good news. God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. In his mercy, God the Father has sent his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to die for our sins that we might live. To those who believe in his name, he grants forgiveness of sins, gives power to become children of God, and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our songs of praise.
I felt it first when I was younger, a strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger, I never got it right. I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain and I built an altar. Looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting older. I'm running out of dreams. I am running out of dreams. Your love, the only thing that matters is your love, is all I have to give. Your love is enough to lighten up the darkness in you. Your love, all I ever needed is your love. You know the effort I have given. And you know exactly what it costs. And though my innocence was taken, not everything is lost. Not everything is lost. Your love, the only thing that matters is your love, your love. Your love, all I think I needed is your love. You're the hope in the morning. You're the light when the night is calling. You're the song when my heart is singing. It's your love. You're the eyes to the blind man. You're the feet to the lame man walking. You're the sound of the people singing. It's your love, your love, the only thing that matters is your love, is all I have to give. Your love is enough to lighten up the darkness. It's your love, all I ever needed is your love, all I ever needed is your love. All I ever needed is your love, all I ever needed.
The only thing that matters is your love. If you get nothing else by coming here today, may you know the love of God for you, your life. Our next song, Faith. We can put our faith in the one who is faithful, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's sing.
There is no ocean that can be parted. There is no mountain that can be moved. I know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. Just gotta have faith. Just gotta have faith. It's life for the shadows, for all of tomorrow. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you gotta have some faith. searching for purpose in all the waiting, praying through so many silent hours, finding a breath when you feel like fading, learning to love where you are right now. You just gotta have faith, faith. It's life for the shadows, for all your tomorrows. It's knowing he's there through the sun and the rain. It's when you believe it, before you can see it, you can walk on, cause he's making a way. Just gotta
on the cross at Calvary. We continue with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord God, in washing his disciples' feet, your Son Jesus gave us an example of service and compassion. Show us how to live and love in service and with compassion for the sake of all your children, and for the honor of your holy name. Amen. Now I'd like to call forward Mike Finney, who will share with us, give us an update on Gideon's International.
The Olympics. The Olympics have given us a mindset for the international. For 2-3 weeks, we've been focusing on 90 countries, 3,000 athletes, competing in a place where they are all gathered together. I'm Gideon's International. 200 countries, 300,000 Gideons. You probably recognize the fact that these are in hotel rooms and motel rooms, and that you've probably come across one of these somewhere in your travels. But we also distribute Bibles. We distribute Bibles to schools, universities, colleges, high schools, middle schools, military establishments, jails, prisons, doctor's offices, police stations, firehouses, convalescent homes, hospitals. We call these places the avenues of life. And we go to those places and we hand out Bibles to whoever is there. In the last 12 months, Gideons have already distributed 90.8 million Bibles. That's 1 million Bibles every 4 days, 2 billion overall, and it's still not enough. We need your help. Thank you for finding these when you travel. You're there because you put them there. Your contributions have enabled the Gideons to place Bibles in hotel rooms and motel rooms and all of those places. And just a few weeks ago, the San Jose Gideons, which I am a member, organized and carried out a massive Bible distribution campaign that covered all of the San Jose metropolitan area. including here. 105,000 Bibles were distributed locally right here in just 4 days. So thank you for your contributions, keeping us out there and keeping the word out there. Men, women, boys, and girls' lives are being changed by a Bible placed by Gideon, saved because of the Bible. Thank you for your contributions. I have a display that's going on outside. Take a moment to go by and look at that. There is a special gift I've already given to the pastor for the youth group. They have their life books. They're beautiful books, and they're here to enable the youth to study the Word of God. This is a great time of fellowship and being together. So, a rare opportunity to see the inside of the Gideons. Come out to take a look.
Thank you, Mike, for the invitation and also the encouragement. We continue with the reading of God's Word for today. Our lector is Nate Sarkisian.
Thank you, Pastor. Our first reading from God's Word is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. I invite you as people of the Word to please follow along with me on page 16 of the Red Bibles. In this passage, the Lord appears to Abraham in the form of three men. Pay particular attention to the hospitality Abraham extends. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." Here ends the first reading for today. Our next reading is from the Apostle Paul's first epistle to Timothy, chapter 5, beginning at verse 3. The reading begins on page 1245. Here the apostle gives specific instructions concerning the way the Christian community should care for widows in need. He also counsels how widows are to conduct themselves. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3 through 10. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should first learn to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame. If anyone who does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds. Here ends the second reading for today.
Thank you, Nate. I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel today, according to St. John, the 13th chapter. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, Are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Dearly beloved of God, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, how many of you watched part of the Winter Olympics this year in Pyeongchang, South Korea? Today, closing ceremonies were held, or yesterday for us, I guess, the 25th back in South Korea. Excuse me. As Mike shared with us, almost 3,000 athletes participated in this worldwide event. There were four new events this year. Maybe you watched some of these. Big air in both snowboarding and freestyle skiing, and a mass start in speed skating, and the mixed doubles in curling. Yes, all new events this year. Well, when I served as pastor in South Dakota back in the early 90s, we had our special Olympics back there in that state. No, we didn't have downhill skiing. There's not many hills there in South Dakota, except if you go to the Black Hills in the southwestern part of the state. And of course, there was no mixed doubles curling. But what we had were the Bishop Olympics. Yes, the Bishop Olympics. We had 6 to 8 people who were running for the office of bishop. And these 6 to 8 people toured the state, speaking in different churches, sharing their vision, and sharing their heart with the people. Andrea DeGroot Nesdal was one of the people who was touring. And I still remember that Andrea had 3 points that she shared, 3 points that were meaningful to her. I still remember one of those 3 points. She talked about servant leadership. Those words rang true for me. They touched my heart, and after hearing her speak, she had my vote and went on to become the bishop of South Dakota. Her words rang true for a reason, for Jesus was the quintessential example of servant leadership, and he has left us a clear path if we follow in his steps. Let us pray. Our Lord Jesus, help us to take in that moment in that upper room as you took upon yourself the towel and got on your knees with the basin and washed your disciples' feet. Help us to see what that would have been like had we been in the room that day. And help us to know that you come to us this day with the very same offer, that you will wash us and make us clean. We pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock, our redeemer, our example of servanthood. Amen. Well, as some of you know, Harry Wendt is one of my mentors. He's one of those earthly saints whom I admire and seek to emulate. From all that I can gather, he gets it right. One insight he has shared is regarding the Apostles' Creed. I'm sure the words are familiar to you. We will use the words as we confess our faith together today. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. Now wait just a minute, says Uncle Harry. Did you see what just happened? We went from the birth of Christ to his trial under Pilate. We've left out his whole life and ministry. So Dr. Wendt suggests that we might add between the words of the birth of Christ and his suffering, the words, he lived the life of a servant. And when Dr. Wendt wanted to come up with an illustration that would sum up the life of Christ, it's the one we see before us this day. Jesus on his knees, washing the feet of his disciples, particularly his disciple Peter. Now Peter, as you may know, was the impetuous one. Peter was the one who was unafraid. He was the one who spoke before he thought, who walked on water, who was with Jesus up on that Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, too, was the one who sliced off the ear of the slave in the Garden of Gethsemane. Without question, Peter was a leader of the disciples. He was in the inner circle, one of our Lord's closest three. And so when Jesus was in that upper room with his disciples that evening, you can bet that Peter had a front row seat and was wrapped with attention. There was heaviness in the air, for it would be a night to be remembered. We have plenty of examples throughout Scripture of servanthood and hospitality. Nate shared two of those with us in the readings today. From Genesis 18, the Lord appears to Abraham with some good news. Abraham entreats God not to pass him by, but to accept his offer of water to wash their feet with, and that he might have a meal prepared to serve them. Paul instructs the young pastor Timothy about how to care for widows who are widows in need. One of the acts the widows should be engaged in was showing hospitality and to wash the feet of the saints. And the late Billy Graham, blessed be his memory, wrote concerning Moses, "The prophet Moses was known as a shepherd, a leader, a deliverer, a lawgiver, and a judge. But Moses said, 'O Lord, I am your servant.'" And Moses is identified as God's servant three times in the opening chapter of Joshua. Jesus shows us the full extent of his love in this act for his disciples, which is to say that there is no better example that can be given in the one he is about to show them. A pall hangs over the whole gathering, as it is mentioned that the devil is working on Judas. Jesus is about to show the full extent of his love, and he will be at a place of great vulnerability, open to attack, mockery, and rejection. So there are times when you do good and godly things, when others will laugh at you, they'll wag their heads, telling you that you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, you're wasting your money, your service will not be appreciated, that it's all for naught. But don't you believe it. Jesus, knowing that he had come from God and was going to God, Jesus had this perspective. He knows where he comes from, and he knows where he's going. To know who you are and whose you are makes all the difference, doesn't it? To know that there is someone watching over you, someone who sees your good deeds of service that may go unrecognized or unappreciated by others, Jesus prepares himself to wash the feet of his disciples. It is an uninterrupted preparation, a holy moment indeed. I was on the lookout this past week for an example, a modern-day example of what this might look like for us in our world. And maybe, just maybe, if you were too chilled by watching those Winter Olympics and decided to change the station, you tuned into the NBA All-Star Game last Sunday, or you watched one of the Warriors games. Now, I don't know what exactly is going on in our day and age. If players sweat so much more today than they used to, and why people didn't slip and slide all over the floor in the olden days, but no more. For you will see if you're watching closely in the game, as soon as a player takes a fall, there are two or three people on their hands and knees that scurry out there to mop up the sweat on the floor to keep the players from slipping. They're ready. They get to it, they do it, and they get out of there. But can you imagine if one of those sweat moppers was Steph Curry, or Kevin Durant, or, if you don't know who they are, Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson? How shocking it would be, how improper it would be. Well, this is something like the scene that is happening in that upper room, at least for Simon Peter. And he calls Jesus out on it. Yes, Jesus acknowledges, you see things clearly. You are well shocked at what is taking place. But if you would follow in my steps, you must learn that it begins on your knees. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Have you allowed Jesus to wash your feet? Have you brought before him the most vulnerable part of who you are? Your most disgusting, your most shamed moments, and allowed Jesus to deal with them? Remember, he has not come to judge or to condemn. He has come to save. And his cleansing is deeper than wiping clean dusty feet. If I, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, he says, so you should wash one another's feet, not to be a judger, not to be a condemner, but a washer, a helper, a servant. If you would follow him this day, it begins not by following in his footprints, but in his knee prints. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, what a privilege it is to have been called by you to be part of your work in your kingdom. Help us learn what it means to be a servant leader, to be the first one to act, the first one to offer help, the first one to notice the needs of those around us. Fix our eyes upon you, Jesus, and your example of servanthood. We pray in your holy name. Amen.
grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you never fail, and you won't stop now.
In your embrace. That is not only our hope of eternal life, but our present hope today. I invite you to stand as we join together in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with our prayers.
Let us pray together. Lord, we gather together today to praise you and give thanks for our blessings. We are thankful to join together in prayer as a congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessings for Pastor Derek and his family. We give thanks for the Mikey Day Band and the special gifts they bring each week. We ask your blessings on all who have come to worship today. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for all you have provided. Strengthen and lead us to be examples of caring and support for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask your comfort and support for the families, teachers, and students who lost loved ones and have survived the shooting in Parkland, Florida, a week ago. Continue to strengthen the young people who are leading the way to make changes. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us strength to stand up to protect those being persecuted in our country. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are in need of comfort for illness, pain, or suffering. We pray especially for all those listed in the bulletin today and those we name in our hearts and those that Pastor Derek names now.
Heavenly Father, we lift before you Carl Knapp, Tom Kidd, Robert Heiler. Lord, you know each of their needs. We thank you that you are present with them and pray that you would bring them healing and open their eyes to your goodness and your grace. This day we also rejoice with Josh Groeneveld as he celebrates his birthday. We pray for Pastor Peggy White and the ministry taking place within and beyond their church walls at Faith Lutheran in Los Gatos. We pray for those families who grieve the loss of loved ones, including the family of Lillian Jacobson and Jared Wessling. We pray for our government leaders this day, for President Trump and Vice President Pence, that you would lead, guide, and direct and strengthen for your good purposes. We pray for Gideon's International, for the effectiveness of their ministry as they seek to get your word into the hands of your people. And we pray for your word to go forth in its power, being with our missionaries in faraway places. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Bless the ministries that we support throughout the world and keep all of them safe and in your care. We ask your blessings for the global outreach of our congregation. Lord, accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will as we work to serve you in our lives. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. We continue with our offering.
You are my sunlight, my bread, thorn, light. Still more awesome than I know. You are my reward, worth living.
God, we humbly offer to you a portion of what you first entrusted to us. Multiply our efforts to further your ministry and mission in the world to the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. And now here in this place, we remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." We join together in our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forget those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Dearly beloved of God, this is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host of this meal. All who believe and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior are welcome to join in this Holy Communion. We do commune by intinction at this service, which means you will receive a wafer. You're invited to reserve the wafer to dip into the wine or the grape juice, which follows, to receive both elements at the same time. Please come at the direction of our usher today.
You have my heart, and I am yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power, and everything you hold in your hands, so you make time.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you in his grace, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the close of our service. I again want to thank you all for your presence here today. You are irreplaceable. Your presence matters in this congregation. And invite you to bring a friend or two with you next Sunday as we celebrate together God's goodness in our midst. You are all invited, of course, to fellowship in our courtyard following our service today. And please stop by the Gideon's table and visit with Mike. Our closing song today is Blessed Be Your Name. But before that, receive the blessing for the journey. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Amen.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful. The streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, blessed be your name, with the sun shining down on me, the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, on the road my way suffering, there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a wonderful week. Bring somebody next week.